to get on stage in a bodybuilding show, what did I eat? What were my workouts? What were the secret supplements and what type of mindset did I need to have? I'm going to be sharing all of those secrets in this episode today.
This is the game of food.
This is the game of food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
This is part 3, 4, 5, and 6 of my men's physique bodybuilding show. I still have another episode I'm going to do about it, but this one is all about the secret foods I ate, the workouts that I did, the supplements, and the mindset that you have to have. So those are probably the most common questions. I've been sharing photos of the competition and the journey and like what it takes and stuff like that. I don't like sharing pictures of me with my shirt off, but it does help people see that I know what I'm talking about. It really does. Why does it help? Because humans have eyeballs. That's why sharing, you know, your toned arms or a shirtless pic if you're a guy, or if you're a gal showing muscle tone in your legs and stuff like that, it does help. Okay, it helps people show, hey, maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. And I'm going to give all of that, because when you do share your performance in a bodybuilding show, which I did well. I didn't win the whole show, but I placed first in certain classes and second, and I placed really well. I was happy with my performance, and more importantly, I was happy with the package that I brought to stage. And the most common questions you get is like, what should I eat to look like that? What type of workouts were you doing? Like, I'm still getting questions, which I knew I'd probably get some questions like that. So that's totally normal. And so I want to go through all of that today. So first things first, the most important thing out of nutrition, workouts, supplements, and mindset is, well, mindset's probably the most important, let's be honest. But I'm going to cover nutrition, which is a huge piece. It's more important than the workouts or anything else. Because if you do the perfect workouts, but you eat junk, you're not going to achieve much, okay? So for the nutrition, in the beginning, I was a little bit more lax. I was still having chocolate and alcohol, but I was still having the staples. And the staples, like protein for me, were eggs, chicken, and turkey. Yes, you can still have beef, but I didn't have too much. I had some here and there. You can still have beef. You can still have pork. You can still have whey protein. I guess hint on the supplements, I didn't do any whey protein. And if I did, it was such a low amount of whey protein that I've forgotten even taking it. So I don't even think I did it once over my prep. But I would have eggs in the morning, and I chop up green peppers and put that in eggs. So I'd have two regular eggs with 150 grams or like an entire, that's basically an entire green pepper, depending on the size, of course. And then I put in egg whites. So I have a big pile of eggs and bell peppers. And that tastes really good to me, okay? So if you think that that's boring, maybe just spice it up a little bit. Onion powder, garlic powder, do what you want as far as those seasonings go and put that in there. And then very typically I had oatmeal and I'd put strawberries in there and sometimes some sweeteners to sweeten it up. Sometimes I wouldn't do the sweeteners just because I love strawberries so much. Lunch was typically like a chicken, a potato. I would have like a turkey sandwich early on. You know, I would have a turkey wrap early on. I'd have very normal things. And then for supper, I would sometimes have Greek yogurt with more strawberries or raspberries, actually. I'd have rice cakes with peanut butter, actually PB Fit or PB2. It's kind of a lower calorie. It still tastes really good. And then sometimes I'd save room for a little bit of a treat in the beginning. M&Ms, chocolate, ice cream. I'm serious. I'm literally serious. Also early on, I was having a little bit of alcohol. Now, when I talk about nutrition, I'm talking about two things, aren't I? Can't you tell? Very clean foods, foods that help me hit my protein goal. Strawberries and green peppers and certain things help me hit my fiber. Okay, so those are foods that I want you to eat. And then hear me say chocolate, M&Ms, alcohol. Yes. You guys listening to this might not want to step on stage, Probably 99% of you don't want that goal. And that is cool. We work with a lot of people that they don't ever want that goal, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean that what I did is not realistic for you to follow to tone up for the summertime, for 4th of July, you know, stuff like this. And to do that, you don't have to be 100% on perfect food sources, which is a very common thing that people think is like, well, I had a Snicker bar today. I need to quit my plan. And my question is always, why? Okay, long term, that Snicker bar is not going to do much to you. That brownie that you had, I know it's not in perfect alignment with your goals, but you know, I used treats to stay kind of mentally sane, and I always do in my fat loss phase. I do hit those healthy foods. I've been hitting those foods for years, but I do have some of the fun foods too, because it's kind of, for me at least, and probably for most of you, if you can follow a plan that includes chocolate, or if you can find a way to work in your favorite food every single day and you still make that weekly progress, oh man, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. You don't feel like you're dieting as much. And so that's what I did with the nutrition. What I did that most people don't do, and what I want you guys to do, is yes, I ate the clean foods, but I had my portions dialed in. And I used the food scale to do that. Now, some of you could probably use cups and tablespoons and stuff like this, but the food scale is actually easier. And if you do know your portions, it opens you up to some fun foods that you can eat and stay on track. And if you go to a restaurant, try to go to a restaurant where there's listed calories so that you know what's going in. You just have to know your portions, because healthy foods alone are not going to do the job. They'll get you to point A, they'll get you to milestone one, and then if you don't know your portions, it will be your hurdle. It will be your obstacle and cause a plateau, and you'll have to overcome it. And you won't overcome that plateau if you don't dial in your portions. And so that's exactly what I did with my nutrition. Now, along the way, my coach, because I believe in having a coach, no matter how experienced you are. Hopefully you guys think I'm experienced, but no matter how experienced you are, I think you should have a coach. And I did. And I still have a coach. Now, remember, I had a coach for my bodybuilding show, and I have the same coach for after. Okay, I didn't ditch my coach because my goal is gone. I have a new goal. No, I'm not stepping on stage anytime soon. I just prioritize my health. My coach swapped out foods that he wanted me to eat. He said, stop eating this and switch it out for this. He said, get your fiber up a little bit sometimes. He lowered my protein. He did these things that I wouldn't have done. He helped me achieve my goal. Okay, so that's what I did for nutrition. And that's as far as I need to say. That's all I need to say about my nutrition. I did not fast. I ate 3 meals per day. Every single day in prep, I ate 3 meals, sometimes snacks in between. I didn't cut out carbs. I just hit my minimum water. I think a lot of people think I did something crazy with water. I just hit water. I think a lot of people are like, man, I can't like eat my chicken though without salt. I'm like, I salted it every day. I salted my eggs and my turkey and my chicken every single day. These are a lot of misbeliefs. I didn't do any of that stuff. And you don't have to do that stuff either to get toned for 4th of July. Now for workouts, nothing changed. Our human body has not changed in thousands of years. And so there are certain movements that are just going to be best at toning up your body. And what are those movements? Overhead press for your shoulders. A chest press movement. A squat movement. A deadlift, a movement for your back. I targeted every muscle group and I used some of the same exact movements that I've been doing for almost 2 decades. Like I was doing some of these movements in high school and now I'm getting older. I'm not telling you my age, but I'm doing the same movements. My workouts didn't change too much. When a year ago, I had no idea I was going to do this bodybuilding show. I had no clue. It was not a goal yet. I was doing these same movements. So my workouts didn't change. I think some people are like, I don't know if my schedule could handle it. I'm like, well, we don't need to change much if you're already working out and doing strength training. If you're not doing strength training, yes, all of you listening to this should be doing some sort of level of strength training. If you're a cardio king or a cardio queen, we don't have to delete all your cardio, but you got to be doing some strength to tone up the way you want to. 99% of the people listening to this want to tone up. It's like the most common goal. You want muscle tone. I know you don't want to be bulky, but muscle tone, you know, seeing your muscle is doesn't speak for bulking up at all, okay? Cardio. I didn't do any cardio at first. I didn't do cardio for most of my prep, and I was getting results. So do you guys need to do cardio? If your nutrition and strength training is dialed in, no, you don't need to do cardio. I would like you to get steps, but that's just like walking around. I don't count that as like the classic cardio. I think when people say, hey, I did cardio today, they mean running, biking, elliptical, something like that. They don't mean just like walking around. But I still would like you to walk. Now, I did start doing cardio in the later weeks. I can't remember if it was like week six-ish, week seven. I added elliptical. I added elliptical on purpose versus other things because I wanted something low impact. Since and once you start cardio, you kind of can't stop doing cardio until you hit your goal. So I couldn't stop doing cardio until show day. And so I wanted something low impact. Something that was easy on my joints and my body. And, you know, if I was going to incorporate running, I was going to have to do it on the treadmill or outside, which is usually on a harder surface. So I did elliptical. And then the coach and I, so here's my coach. This is where he was key again. He was key in many spots. But then we noticed that I was getting too efficient at cardio. That's what I want you guys to remember is you can get too efficient. What does that mean? Your endurance is going to improve when you're doing cardio, which it did for me on elliptical. I was not going to respond as well to cardio anymore on the elliptical because it was becoming easier and easier. I was having to go harder and harder, and he had me set a calorie goal on the elliptical, like burn this many calories. And we just had to go up and up and up. And so then we tested running. And I did respond good to running. So I don't know if that was week three weeks out. I mean, so my show day was only 3 weeks out. I don't know if it was 3 or 4 weeks out. We switched to running because I did respond well. So then that's what we finished out is running. So that's exactly what I did. I don't want you to think that my workouts were like twice and three times a day. I did not work out 7 days a week. I was working out 5 days a week before I set this goal, and I was working out 5 days a week after I set this goal. There was nothing too insanely extreme, and you guys don't need to be extreme either. I think when you guys go to get on track with your workouts, you try to work out like you're an Olympian, and you don't have Olympian goals. If anybody is an Olympian and listening to this, okay, maybe ignore me. But if you just want to be toned for summertime, if you just want to drop some weight, if you want to fit better into your shirts and tops, you don't need to be doing CrossFit twice a day. It's usually a workout that doesn't tax your body all that much. Yeah, you want to exhaust the muscle group, but it's not like you're taking it to extreme, not like you're taking it so far that you barf after every workout. No. So that's what I did for the workouts. And then for supplements, I'm going to surprise you. I didn't take much. I didn't do whey protein. I didn't do pre-workout for most of it, but then my coach, I didn't know I was going to talk about my coach so much this episode, but it's an important piece of it. Then my coach did think that since we were getting into the later weeks, he wanted to manage my energy, keep it higher. So we did do a caffeinated drink. Sometimes it was a pre-workout supplement, and sometimes it was just caffeine that I would drink before my workout so that I had energy to perform in the workout. And the only other supplements I take, guys, is like for mental focus. Sometimes if I'm not getting sleep, I will take like a little sleep aid thing, just a natural supplement. And I switch brands all the time. I get that question like, yeah, but what brand? I'm like, I don't know. I switch all the time and I try to figure out if it works or not. That's what I do. So if I was struggling on sleep, I'll take a little bit of a sleep supplement, but I'm always trying to ditch the sleep supplement. I don't want to like have to take a sleep supplement to fall asleep. But there's no, If I get questions about supplements, I'm like, this person is just starting in the wrong spot. When somebody stands on stage, I know that there's some thoughts that run through your head. Like, I wonder what supplement stack he was taking. It's not where you should start. You need to start with mindset, nutrition and workouts and make it realistic and sustainable and still be doing those things a year from now. Not like what supplement stack. Supplements are expensive. Supplements are a very tiny little 1% factor into your great results, which is why I'm not going into much detail on it. I did caffeine. I did some mental focus stuff, and I did a little bit of a sleep supplement if I couldn't get to sleep. And actually, some of the mental focus supplements I take are just for work. It wasn't really for a benefit to my muscle tone at all. I like taking certain things so that I can focus on my work. And that's it. I don't want you guys to start with supplements, and you guys can get phenomenal results. You can look like a model without purchasing any supplements. Now, here's probably the most important piece is the mindset. Some of you are quitters, and that's a mindset thing if you fizzle out on a lot of stuff. Now, yes, you can sign up for programs that are wrong for you. If you love carbohydrates and you do a zero carb plan, that's not the right thing for you. And so I know you're going to fizzle and quit. But sometimes you guys will find a program that does work and they teach you realistic stuff and you still kind of quit because you have the mindset of like, this is a fix, this is quick, and I'm done. And that's a wrong mindset to have, because I bet you want the healthy lifestyle. I bet you want to be a good example to your spouse, your kids, your parent, whoever like matters in your life. Even sometimes it's like siblings, like, hey, my brother is struggling. I'm going to do this for him. And I think that's great. But it's gonna take a good mindset. It's normal to have thoughts of quitting. I told you in the other episodes, I told multiple people that I was going to quit. I kind of feel bad about it now because it kind of makes me look like a wuss. But hey, you know what it is good for is people see that quitting thoughts are normal. Quitting is not normal. Actually, it's way too normal. But following through on the quitting is not good, because if you quit, if you quit all your habits, well, you're going to end up with your old body, or you're just going to continue on the path of getting worse. I don't want that for anybody listening to this. You're an achiever if you're listening to this, or at least you want to be. So you got to stomp the quitting. But what you do is you identify those thoughts of quitting, and then you just keep pushing forward. And those thoughts go away, and you're motivated again, I promise. Also, mindset stuff is there's always frustrations. Always, you guys. I think I went through 4 plateaus, if not 5 plateaus, in my 4 to 6 month journey. I really didn't get things dialed in until 4 months out, but I had 4 to 5 plateaus in there. Now, what stinks is that when you're starting off in your journey, because I'm not starting off, I've been working on this for a long time. So those plateaus didn't derail me, but these plateaus derail you guys. And you can't get frustrated. They're so normal. The scale is going to stick. Things are not going to be perfect. You're going to have a stressful week, and you're not going to be able to follow the plan to a T, and there's a plateau. Don't worry about it. I place really high in a bodybuilding competition, and I had plateaus. And you're going to have them too. Another mindset thing is just listening. Being a good client, and I mean for wherever you go, if you're a member of a gym, a good client is somebody that just keeps showing up. If you're a member of CrossFit, Orange Theory, some of the like more HIIT style classes, a good client is someone, one, that shows up, and then two, does all the movements in class to the best of their ability. In our program, a good client is somebody that listens to their coach when we make adjustments to nutrition and workouts. Listening, following through, being a good client. That's a mindset thing too. It's just going into whatever you're about to go into. I don't care what program it is. And committing to being the best client. Now, I know you might not be the number one client because there's other people that want to be the number one client, but striving to be that number one client, oh, that's gonna produce the best results. also a mindset thing is like fear of missing out. I could make episodes about all of these little things I'm talking about mindset related. Fear of missing out. You know, somebody's eating something you want to eat and you get all whiny about it. Sometimes people, when they are in, they're in this journey, they start out really excited. And then all of a sudden, you know, towards the end of their journey, when they still have that, they still have 15 pounds to go. They still have the last 7 pounds to go. They start focusing too much on what a health routine is taking away versus what it's giving. It gives more than what it takes. What does a health routine give? It gives you higher energy, muscle tone, fitting into clothes, looking the way you want, which looking the way you want builds your confidence. It gives you better sleep, especially for those of you that have like sleep apnea and stuff like that. And I mean, even if you don't have sleep apnea, it's going to improve your sleep. It's going to improve your energy, which is how you show up for people, your coworkers, your spouse, your kids. It gives you so much. It does take away from stuff, and it always will take stuff away. Always, no matter the plan, no matter the nutrition thing, no matter the coach, no matter the gym, it's always going to take something away. It's going to take away your favorite Netflix show because you don't have time. If you're going to the gym, you don't have as much time for Netflix. You know, if you're watching your portions, yes, you're not going to be able to eat until you're stuffed at every meal. That's going to go away. If you have to hit a protein goal, yes, it can be hard to every single meal pursue a big portion of protein. And protein is very filling, so it feels like a chore compared to eating a muffin. If you like alcohol, yeah, you can't have 18 beers a night. You can't do that. Can you have some alcohol? Yeah, you could probably improve your health and have some alcohol, but it can't be like 18 plus, guys. It's gonna take something away. But what it gives you far outweighs what it takes away. And that's what I find. That's a mindset thing. Is you get a little bit too focused on like, well, it's taking away this and that and that. Well, if you're gonna state the obvious stuff of what it takes away, you better damn well talk about what it gives you and what it gives your family. Because when you go on a journey like this, it's not all about you. That's my opinion. But if I eat good, I bet my kids eat better. If I have a sleep routine, I bet my kids will adopt a good sleep routine. Do you want your kids to get good grades? Well, I think they should be sleeping at night. I do think that when you embark on a journey like this, it's not only about you. It's about the others around you. I get like an energy or like some sort of really good feeling about being the person in my circle, whether that's my family, whether that's my extended family, whether that's my close friends, being the person that kind of lifts everybody up a little bit. And I'm not saying that like, I'm not the type of person that I judge other people. You know, if someone's eating cupcakes every day and they're like my best friend, I keep them as my best friend. I don't care. But like if they watch me and they see me eating a little bit better and working out 5 days a week and that helps them do a little bit better, I like that. That's cool. I feel like I'm uplifting. I don't know. I hope you guys want to be that for your circle. So these are the secrets. And the secrets are sticking with it. The secrets are doing the boring stuff to get the exciting result. If you're doing exciting things now, what are exciting things? Exciting things are like binge drinking on the weekends, eating sugar every day, endless sugar, like you just pursue it whenever the heck you want, you know, too many carbs, overeating every day, a lot of restaurants. These are the exciting things now. You'll have boring results or bad results. So you got to flip it. You got to do the boring stuff now, stick with the boring stuff, and then you get to the exciting results. Now, my next episode, I'm going to go into what people said to me. I'll probably title the next episode, The Dumb Things People Said to Me During My 4 to 6 Month Journey Preparing for This Show. Because humans are actually the biggest hurdle, and there's dumb words that they say are the biggest hurdle. And if you guys want more of my thoughts, head over to Twitter. I didn't even know I'd like Twitter someday, but I kind of like it. I just put my thoughts on there. So go to Twitter, search for Spencer at S7, follow me on there, and click like on certain quotes that you enjoy or certain quotes that I put on there that help you, and then it'll help me know what I should be posting. So if you want to see my thoughts, you want to be inside my brain a little bit, head over to Twitter, search Spencer at S7. And as always, guys, I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.